You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's the 3-5 Ravens at the 4-4 Vikings this Sunday at 1 o'clock. Vikings coming off that big road win against division rival Detroit. Let's preview the game now as we head up to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Ben Lieber, former Vikings linebacker, now doing sidelines on the Vikings radio network, joins us now. And Ben, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Let's start here. The Vikings coming off that big win. Are you surprised that the Ravens are a 4.5-point favorite in Minnesota for this game?
You know, I kind of am. I mean, I think that everybody here in Vikings world, you know, we did a complete 180 from the start of the Lions game to the end of the Lions game. And we're like, man, you know, if we can play complementary, you know, team, you know, offense, defense, special teams, then, yeah, we can be very competitive against anybody that we play. And, you know, coming into our place and, you know, our fans are going to be hungry for this, like, revitalized offense. I am a little surprised that the bettors have the Ravens favored by so much.
Well, Ben, what did you think of J.J. McCarthy returning to the starting lineup after being sidelined for 5-6 weeks due to injury? The numbers aren't going to jump off the screen, but did enough for a win in a hostile road environment.
I thought he did really, really well. You know, you look at his first throw of the game was front left corner of the end zone. It was perfectly placed. It goes off of Addison's hands. That throw right there, just like, let me know, like, he's ready to play. Like, he's ready to go. He's dialed in. He was accurate. And he took command of the huddle. He took command of line of scrimmage. And there was a difference in the way that he did it too. The first two games, you look back on it now in hindsight, and it felt like there was a little bit of a manicness to the way that he was commanding the team. You know, he was getting all the checks out. He was doing all those stuff, but it looked like everything was moving just a little bit too fast, which was completely expected. This time around, I think that there was a calmness to him. He had command. The game seemed like it was slowing down. And you mentioned those stats. You know, if he was just a touch more accurate, there's a couple throws out there that if he would have led the receivers, you know, I think those numbers would have jumped out to you a little bit more. But again, the decision making, the processing, all of that stuff is what's really, really encouraging.
Well, a lot's been made of the quarterback situation and Wentz and what he was going through, but the offensive line's been pretty beat up as well. How do things sort of stand with them right now, Ben, and how confident are you in that and that group in front of this young quarterback?
Yeah, Darrishaw popped back on the injury report yesterday.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's going to happen probably periodically throughout the season. You know, as any player comes back from a major knee injury, in which he came back rather quickly. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of fans were impatient because it was he was going to play and be available earlier than expected, and then he kind of bounced up and down, and everybody's like, wait, what's going on? But if you look at the totality of his recovery, it's like, man, he made some tremendous progress, and pretty remarkable that he actually came back and played when he did. I expect that sort of thing to happen throughout the rest of the season, as it probably will swell up on him. They really want to be cautious about it. I have full faith that he's going to be ready to go for this game. And that being said, you know, I felt bad for Carson Wentz or anybody that had to step out there when our offensive line was so beat up. And even, you know, even at the start of the season, the first couple games, you know, even when McCarthy was out there, we didn't have a full complement of our offensive line. So now that we have those guys solidified, especially on the outside, we've got our guards figured out. And now Blake Brandel has played really, really well in the absence of Ryan Kelly, that it seems like, you know, a pretty solid, efficient, very good run blocking offensive line. And I thought they protected JJ really well in the pass game too.
Talking with Ben Lieberts, Inside Access here on the Fan. Ben, we've spent a lot of time this week talking about how loud that stadium is. So help us a little to put it in perspective. You played for Minnesota. I may have been in the old dome, but I'm trying to think of the offhand, but still that was loud too. But you'll be on the sidelines on Sunday. How loud does it get there?
It's super loud, you know. I being out on the sideline, I have my earphones in all the time, and you know, I do have to turn up my little receiver box quite a bit, you know, when it is a critical third down or something very important. You know, we see the decibel meter up on the big boards all the time. You know, it gets loud. I mean, the Vikings, obviously I'm biased, but you know, I've been around to a lot of stadiums. They're top notch when it comes to their pregame production. You know, what they do with the fans before the game even starts, they carry that energy all the way in, you know, multiple skull chants throughout the game. And then the crowd is very smart. You know, they know when to get loud. And so, yeah, there's something about that roof that they built, which is great because it's going to be a noon game. Hopefully it's sunny. It's going to feel like an outdoor game, but that sound just sort of bounces back. And, you know, it's a big deal for our defense to be out there. And I know it's hard for them to communicate, but it's going to be really, really hard for Lamar and this offense to check and adjust, especially based off of what B-Flow does. There's going to be a lot of waiting around to see if we make some late adjustments, and that communication is going to be a huge factor.
I think we're all very interested in seeing that chess match between Brian Flores' defense and Lamar Jackson, where the Vikings, they had the second highest blitz rate in the NFL this year. Lamar Jackson, he's the best quarterback against the blitz in the NFL. How do you see that matchup playing out? Could Flores be more conservative, not blitz as much this game? What are you expecting?
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yeah, I would say probably maybe the thought process is you blitz them early and then just to give them a taste of what we did against the Lions and then maybe give Lamar that false sense of security of like, okay, they're doing exactly what we thought they were going to do. And then I think you see a lot more bluff bail. And I think the fact that we do have some pieces back in our defense, which is going to really, really help. But, you know, I think the taste in our mouth from watching Justin Herbert run around is still very fresh. You know, we tried to bring some heat. Even when we didn't, he was able to make some guys miss on the open field. And you know, this is not a controversial statement. You know, Lamar Jackson is, like, more athletic than a pretty athletic Justin Herbert. So I do think that maybe the strategy is to show him a little heat early on just to get his brain to process a little quicker and then start bailing out. And hopefully, you know, coverage picks up and, you know, hopefully a 3- and 4-man rush, which the interior part of our defensive lines played really, really well last week. And if we can get those guys on a 4-man rush to affect Lamar, then that's winning football.
Well, I kind of feel like Hargrave and Allen are where it kind of starts, right? Like, those guys, when they're at their best, they can whip up on people, and they can beat up two guys at the same time. And the interior of this Ravens offensive line has had a lot of issues. And even Linderbaum, who's an accomplished center, is not a big guy.
Yeah, you know, I'll even throw some other names out there. You know, I mean, Jonathan Allen, I think, has done a really, really good job against some double teams and probably doesn't get enough credit for chewing up extra offensive linemen. You know, Hargrave really only has come on this last game. He had a great game in the opening part of the season against the Bears, and then he really kind of fell off and was kind of hidden. Maybe wasn't played in the best situations because he's more of a pass-rushing guy, not a run-stopping guy. But Jalen Redmond, he's our most consistent, explosive, quick-twitch defensive lineman that we have. And he, along with Levi Drake Rodriguez, again, a guy that nobody probably knows across the country, those two guys get in there and they can play some ball now. Those guys will get after it. They're very active with their hands. They play the run very well. They can transition from run into pass on a play action. So, you know, we got a sneaky good. If Hargrave can play as quick as he played last game, we've got four guys in there that can really move some bodies. They do a good job getting on the edges. And if you start throwing in a twist game here and there, I think our speed and athleticism can beat those guys up front.
Ben, before we let you go, what do you expect to see on Sunday?
You know, it's really hard to tell. I think our defense is feeling itself right now. I think they're feeling really good about what they've got, especially with Van Ginkle back. I mean, he and Cashman, I think, are two guys that really have helped this defense become a complete defense. Jonathan Grenard is a guy that I just love watching snap in and snap out. It doesn't matter who's on the field. He is spectacular out on the edge. I think our defense is going to bow up. I think they're going to play really well. I think everybody's just kind of waiting to see what version of J.J. McCarthy we see. Are we going to see a step forward? Or are we going to see a step back like we saw in game two? I think there's a continuation of what the Ravens do that the Lions do defensively that I think are going to help us out. The Ravens do play a high percentage of man coverage. They will mix in some single high cover three, but JJ is really, really comfortable throwing the ball against man coverage when he sees it. So I think that we're going to be able to kind of pick up where we left off last week. And if we jump out to an early lead, I see the Vikings kind of squeaking out a tough game against the Ravens.
Ben Lieber, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it. Keep those headphones on. We don't want to lose your hearing or anything like that. But no, appreciate your time.
I got to protect my eardrums, you know? I don't know what's the best course of action here. If I take them out, then the crowd's too loud.
Maybe you wear the big ones that cover your ears instead of the earbuds.
I know, but you know how uncool that looks?
Yeah, you'd rather be a cool-looking deaf guy, right?
Oh, I know. I got to figure it out. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, thank you. Ben Lieber, he'll be on sidelines for Ravens, Vikings for Vikings Radio coming up Sunday. Coming up next, though, what about the people? What do they think of this football game? 410-583-1057. Do you have any X-Factors? I know the people love X-Factors. Your predictions for Sunday, 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.